I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord my God has made. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
And so, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for your grace and your unmerited favor. For you are a wonderful God. We will enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We will enter into your courts with praise. We will boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, because, God, you continuously make us glad. On this day of thanksgiving, we want to set aside this time just to tell you thank you for yet another day that you have made. Thank you for being such an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God. Thank you for being a God like none other. A God that is merciful, a God that is kind, a God that is tenderhearted, forgiving, loving, looks beyond our faults and sees that we are nothing without him, so we desperately need him each and every single day. Thank you for being merciful. Thank you for when I was deep in sin, you picked me up. You turned my life around, Lord. And so it's not a problem on this day of thanksgiving to rise early in the morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. This is the day that the Lord has made, and because you have made this day, God, you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored, God. So we bless you with the fruit of our lips. We tell you thank you, God. We honor and adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you and glorify you because you've been so good to us. Lord, you've been better to us than we have been to ourselves, and you keep on blessing us over and over again, God. Day after day, Lord, you keep on blessing us, Lord. If I want to go backwards, I mean forward week after week and month after month and year after year. But, Lord, that's too far in advance, oh, God. But I just want to tell you thank you, Lord, because you keep on blessing me hour after hour. You keep on blessing me minute after minute, God. Hallelujah. You keep on blessing me second after second, because every moment that I have with you, oh God, is sweeter than the moment before. I'm not caught up on the days. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Lord, I want to say every moment with you, every second with you, oh God, is sweeter than the day before, oh God, because you keep showing us your grace and your mercy, oh God. You keep showing us the awesomeness of your power, oh God. You keep showing us the unfailing of your love, because your love never fails. Day after day, your love, oh God, overwhelms us. Your love overtakes us. Your love, oh God, it consumes us every single day. And so with gratefulness on our hearts, we receive your love and we tell you thank you. Oh God, with gratefulness in our hearts, Lord, we receive your mercies that are new every single day and we tell you thank you. Hallelujah. With gratefulness in our hearts, oh God, every single day, we receive the blessings and the promises that you have spoken into each and every one of our lives. I'm grateful, God, that you know exactly what I need, that my needs are not mixed up with someone else's needs. Oh, God, and that I can cast all of my cares upon you, Lord, and you know who received them, Lord. If I was on a football field, Lord, and there were several balls thrown at me, oh, God, if I wasn't paying attention, I wouldn't have known who threw the ball at me or which one came from which direction. But, Lord, when we cast our cares upon you, you know who is sending them. Oh God, you know who you're receiving them from. And Lord, you know just what we need and more. Thank you for being such an almighty God, a God that's never too busy, a God that never sleeps nor slumbers, God. Thank you, God, today. Oh God, that you remain faithful, that you remain great every single day, that you remain yet the same. Thank you, oh God, that the same God that blessed me yesterday is going to be the same God that will bless me today. Oh God, and the same God that blesses me today will be the same God that blesses me tomorrow and forever. Thank you, oh God, that the God that I trusted in yesterday, the God that made a way out of no way yesterday, and the God that opened up doors that were shut before, God, you still yet remain the same God today. So, Lord, I don't have to fear, nor do I have to fret, nor do I have to be concerned, Lord, because that's why you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and a sound mind, because we can trust in you, oh God. We can depend upon you, oh God. We can believe in you and we can put our hope in you, God. My hope, oh God, this morning is in nothing less than Jesus Christ, his blood, oh God, and his righteousness. I don't have to fear anything. I don't have to doubt anything you said, God. I don't have to be concerned about anything that comes this way, but I can sit here in peace. Oh God, I can sit here in joy. I can sit here and know that all that comes my way, it has to work together for my good. And so I put my trust in you. I'm thankful, God. I just want to tell you thank you, Lord, because you remain consistent. Thank you, God. I don't have to worry about you changing. I don't have to worry about you being different, God. I don't have to worry about being confused whether you're in love with me one day and you're not in love with me the next day. I don't have to worry about you changing. So every single morning I know that my God still yet reigns. Every day that you allow me to see, I know that you bestow brand new mercies upon me. Every single moment that I go, God, I know that you were willing to walk with me, because you promised that you would never leave me or nor ever forsake me. Lord, I can remain steadfast and unmovable because you are steadfast and unmovable. Lord, I can walk by faith and not by sight because you are a God that's true to your word and you're a God that's true to your promises, Lord. I don't have to fear, oh God, anything because no weapon formed against me shall prosper because of your consistency, Lord. I just want to tell you thank you, God, oh God, because you still yet remain consistent and you still yet remain faithful. Faithful God, timely God, magnificent God, wonderful, God. And so you're worthy of the praise and you're worthy of the glory. So I'm grateful, oh God, that you give me the ability to offer unto you the praise that you're so worthy of. Your word tells us, oh God, that praise is comely for the upright. Oh God, and I know, oh God, I'm a part of that number. I walk by faith and not by sight. My life is patterned to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith I have been called. So if I belong to you and you are my God, then praise is what you are deserving of, and honor and thanksgiving is what you should receive from me. So praise is comely because praise changes things just as well as prayer changes things. Because praise, oh God, allows you to come in and find a place to dwell at, God. And when we offer unto you the praise, oh God, that's comely for the upright, Lord, when we offer unto you the sacrifice of praise, you inhabit the praises of your people. You don't inhabit complaining. You don't inhabit cursing. You don't inhabit those things that don't bring you glory and honor. But when we bless you with the fruit of our lips, when we yield to you, oh God, and we worship you in spirit in truth, oh God, those are the places, those are the individuals that you have a desire to come in and inhabit the praises, oh God. And when you come in and inhabit the praises, God, you begin to shift the atmosphere. Things don't remain the same, oh God. The environment don't remain the same, oh God. Souls, oh God, that are sick cannot remain the same, oh God. Wickedness, oh God, that may be in our lives, it cannot remain the same, oh God, because sin does not have, oh God, any dwelling in your presence, oh God. So when we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, oh God, and we allow ourselves to be vessels of worship and vessels of honor, oh God, you come in and you inhabit these vessels, oh God. You come in and you inhabit these praises, oh God, and then you come in and you change in our lives. Thank you for being such an awesome God. My soul says yes to you this morning. My soul says yes to your will and say yes to your way. And as I go through this day, I will be reminded, God, of how great you've been. But every day, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, is a day of thanksgiving. Lord, don't let us be confused that this is the only day that we should offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. The songwriter said, God's been good to me. God, you've been so good to me. I don't have to worry about, oh God, knowing that you will still remain that God that is good to me. Thank you, God. Oh God, to know that you deserve the glory and you deserve the honor on a daily basis. Help us and remind us, God, not just to set aside this day and this time to give you thanks, oh God, but every day, every moment, God, that we can tell you, thank you, Lord, you are deserving of it, Lord. The songwriter said, if you don't do anything else for us, you've already done enough. And, Lord, that's my praise this morning. Lord, you've done so much for me, I cannot even tell it all. But I'm thankful, God, that you keep on blessing me. I'm grateful, God, that your blessings don't run out. Lord, and I'm grateful that your promises apply to me every single day. And so we thank you, oh God, this morning for all that you've done. We thank you for your love that never fails. And we thank you for your continued mercies and your continued favor and your continued grace. So we pray your blessings on us this day, that you would inhabit our praises, Lord. We're not just going to look for something from you, oh God, but we will give you something, oh God. We will offer unto you praise, oh God, that's comely for the upright. We will bless you with the fruit of our lips. We will make a joyful noise unto you today, Lord. We will bless your name. For you're worthy of that praise and you're worthy of that glory. So be with us today as we begin to prepare ourselves to assemble with families and loved ones across the country. Lord, many have flown different places and gone, driven different places. Lord, as the families come together, oh God, allow us to invite you to be in the midst of each and every celebration everywhere across this world. I understand that there are people that don't honor you and don't know or don't believe that you are God. But, Lord, in spite of that foolishness, in spite of that cloudiness in their thoughts and their minds, Lord, they can't help but say thank you, oh God, because you blessed them with the use and activity of their limbs. You blessed them to be able to get up in their right minds, oh God. You allowed them to have shelter over their heads, Lord. And so on their behalf, Lord, I tell you thank you this morning. Then for those that do know you in the pardon of their sins and they do have a relationship with you, Lord, let there be an opportunity, God. Let there be praise amongst those people, that groups of families, God. That they would offer unto you the sacrifice of praise and bless you with the fruit of their lips. That they would make a joyful noise unto you. That you will receive all the glory and all the honor on this day. Honor us as we honor you today. We glorify you, we magnify you on this day of thanksgiving. Bless America. America has sinned against you, God. Please forgive us, Lord. Please forgive us as a nation. We have fallen into a state of apostasy. Have mercy upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the president, Lord. Cast the devil out of his mind, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. And let your will be done. God, I know he's in office because you allowed it to be so. And since you allowed it to be so, your thoughts are way above my thoughts and your ways are far above my ways. So I pray for him that he may find you in the pardon of his sins, Lord, and that he may receive godly counsel instead of the counsel that he is receiving, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his staff, Lord, today that you would save. I pray for Congress, Lord, that you would save. I pray for the sick among us that you would heal. I pray for our children, God, that you would continue to cover, and for those that are lost that you would save, oh God, for our loved ones, our siblings, Lord. I pray that you would protect and cover those that know you, and for those that don't, oh God, that they would be convicted in their sins and turn from their wickedness, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And to the stranger, oh God, in the fields that I don't know, Lord, I pray that you would have mercy and allow them to find favor on this day, to see your glory and to see the beauty of your holiness on this day. For those that don't have homes and don't have places to go, oh God, let there be a place, oh God, that they can find a nice warm meal and some love to share, oh God, with someone else. Thank you, God, for being awesome. Thank you, oh God, for being mighty. Thank you, God, for being mindful even of the strangers in the field. Thank you, God. You don't leave anyone out. But your purpose, oh God, is that everyone will feel the goodness of your grace and your mercy every single day. I thank you that I know you. And I don't just know you, God, superficially, but I know you in the power of your resurrection. I know you, God, in the fellowship of your suffering. And so, Lord, I want to be conformed to your will, not my will, God, but let thine will be done in our lives. And we'll give you the glory and honor and praise on this day of thanksgiving. We magnify your name and we glorify your name now. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.